Welcome to Empathy and Action. I'm your host, Jennifer Rogers Brown. Empathy and Action is a podcast by Rural and Migrant Ministry as part of our Journey of Empathy Caravan to save New York's rural economy. In this podcast series, we will hear stories from the past and present. These stories hold up the resilience, struggles, and positive impact of rural communities and immigrants in New York State. In this final episode of the series, we spend some time on the concept of empathy and its relationship to action and social change. We will also hear from some of RMM's board and staff members about why the caravan of empathy is needed and how it fits into the overall work of creating social and economic justice for immigrants and New York's rural communities. I asked some of RMM's board members to consider the theme of empathy as a core part of the caravan. What are the strengths of focusing on empathy, and what are its potential limitations? We will first hear from Cordelia Anthony and then Edgar Cerna.
Empathy helps build bridges by allowing us to see the world from one another's perspective, which can reduce fear and misunderstanding and even division. It can also create a sense of shared humanity, which can remind us that despite the fact that we are different, we have similar basic needs, emotions, and hopes for the future. Hopefully, that kind of connection can motivate action and make some change rather than threatening. However, empathy alone isn't enough. We also need structural changes, policy changes, education about our implicit biases, and about the systems that continue to cause inequities so that compassion translates into action. Empathy can start the conversation, but lasting change needs that accountability and intentional effort so that we can alter the conditions that actually create division in the first place.
Hi, my name is Edgar Cerna, and I'm a proud board member of Rural and Migrant Ministry based out of Long Island, New York. I want to reflect briefly on the role of empathy in our pursuit of justice. Empathy is powerful. It allows us to see people not as issues, but as human beings, with stories, with families, struggles, and dreams. In this work, empathy helps break down stereotypes. It helps break down silence, especially around the lives of immigrants and rural workers. It reminds us that dignity isn't something that needs to be earned. It's something that should be continuously honored, no matter where someone is from or the work that they do. There's a quote from Bryan Stevenson, the founder of the Equal Justice Initiative and author of Just Mercy, a book I highly recommend, where he says, and I quote, "Each of us is more than the worst thing we've ever done. My work with the poor and the incarcerated has persuaded me that the opposite of poverty is not wealth. The opposite of poverty is justice. I've come to believe that the true measure of our commitment to justice, the character of our society, our commitment to the rule of law, fairness, and equality cannot be measured by how we treat the rich, the powerful, the privileged, and the respected among us. The true measure of our character is how we treat the poor, the disfavored, the accused, the incarcerated, and the condemned. We are all implicated when we allow other people to be mistreated. An absence of compassion can corrupt the decency of a community, a state, and a nation." End quote. This passage hits at the core of what we're doing today. Through this work, we're not just filling gaps or offering charity. We're pushing for justice. Like the push for fair wages, like the push for safe working conditions, today we are pushing for the right to exist, to belong, and to live without fear. But empathy alone isn't enough. Feeling for someone will not automatically lead to structural change. We still need policy shifts, power building, and organizing. We need action that moves beyond sentiment. So while empathy opens the door, it can't be where we stop. It has to be paired with a willingness to challenge systems, to speak up, and to stand alongside communities even when it's hard and even when it's uncomfortable. And that's how empathy becomes a force for transformation, not just connection. To everyone participating in the caravan, thank you. Your presence, your voices, and your commitment to justice are what keeps this movement alive. You remind us that change does not come from comfort. It never has. It has always come from a place of courage.
I agree with Edgar and Cordelia on this. I see empathy as a light. It's a light that we can follow, we can use to guide our way, and it can help us build bridges between people. It can build a shared humanity, and it can create change in people's minds. Our Journey of Empathy caravan is focused on this empathy, building that empathy, but also in creating change. We see what is happening to our rural economies, to immigrants, and to farm workers. Our next interview explores this balance of empathy and action by looking at the origins of this caravan and why we prioritized it as the next step in creating change. I'm here with Maria Cristina Martinez, the legislative advocacy consultant for RMM's Immigrant Legal Rights Project. I've asked her here today to tell us more about the caravan because she is one of the key folks helping to organize it and speak to some of our partner organizations. I'd like to ask you first if you could tell me more about how this came to be. What happened first to lead to us organizing this caravan?
Yeah, well, thanks so much, Jen, for inviting me on. And I'm super grateful for all the work that you're doing around the caravan. So a couple months back, actually, I joined Rural Migrant Ministry as a consultant to oversee their legislative advocacy campaigns. We've been going up to Albany for a couple months now during this legislative session this year to advocate for legislation like the New York for All Act, Care for Immigrant Families, which includes the Access to Representation Act, which guarantees individuals facing deportation access to a free attorney in the state. Also legislation like Dignity Not Detention, which would end contracts with ICE and detention centers here in the state. It would permanently ban any such contracts like that across New York State. And what we've seen over the last few months is that while RMM has been joining several partner organizations who have been organizing these massive days of action up in Albany, we've had one-on-one meetings with several state senators and state assembly members to talk about these pieces of legislation. Now, some of them have been, you know, very vocal and outspoken on how horrible things have been across the state and across the country. Some of them have been very supportive of all of our efforts, have been co-sponsoring these pieces of legislation. And it's been incredible to see all of that support, especially now that, you know, we have an administration who has been very vocal and quite frankly shameless and reckless with their anti-immigrant rhetoric. Some of these legislators in Albany, as I mentioned, have been great, but then there have been others who have been very quiet on the matter. And we're talking about, you know, whether they are you know, Democrats or Republicans, and while we are a nonpartisan organization, we remain so. But it's very important to note that, unfortunately, there's some folks who should be on the side of what's right here have been a bit quiet, have been shying away from what's been going on across the state. And so part of why, you know, Rural Migrant Ministry decided to host this caravan is to sort of bring folks together and to call out the administration for all of the hateful things that they've been doing. And we've been so grateful to get support from a lot of, different organizations and congregations have come together and said, now it's very important to really send out a powerful message to everyone across the state and quite frankly the country to let them know that New York is not going to back down and we're always going to lead with love. So we are, very excited to really launch this caravan and to go out into some of these rural areas across the state, to really show that support. We know how important farm workers, and immigrant families really contribute to our economies, especially in upstate New York. A lot of times, we spend a lot of time focusing on, New York City and the impact that, these ICE raids have on families in New York City. And we spend a lot of time right out there, but a lot of times we tend to forget that we have a huge population upstate of farm workers and undocumented folks. Some of the farm workers that we have across New York State are here on visas, and some of them, might be undocumented. But it's very important to remind people that without farm workers contributing to our rural economy, essentially the state's economy would crumble. We would not be able to really enjoy what we have now, right? Even, on our dairy farms and access to our vegetable farms and whatnot, it's very important to really shed light on that and why it's important to call out and push back on the ICE raids that are taking place across upstate New York and on Long Island. And so when we were up in Albany a few months ago, as I mentioned earlier, we've noticed, some legislators really be shy on the issue, and not just their state legislators, but we've seen, our federal elected officials also be quiet on the matter. And it's necessary for us to really hold a lot of them accountable because now is the time that we need their support. Now is the time for them to say, we stand with immigrants, we stand with farm workers, we stand with rural economies. And the whole reason for why, we're leading this caravan with empathy, right? Standing with immigrants is that it honestly all begins with empathy. When we think about organizing our communities and organizing our farm working families, even way back when we were advocating for the Farm Laborers Fair Labor Practices Act, we led with that empathy because we saw the conditions that farm workers were working under. We saw how we saw the injustice, I should say. We saw the injustice that these farm workers were facing. And it hurts. It hurts to see that, especially when we work with families and individuals, especially with our youth. RMM runs one of the biggest youth empowerment programs in the state, and a lot of them, come from farm working families. And so it's painful to see that these farm workers are working in such harsh conditions, and they didn't have access to clean water or access to a restroom. We're not getting paid any overtime pay or did not have the right to unionize. It was very hard to see that. And so leading with that empathy in any type of organizing that we do is especially important because we need to really lean into those families and feel what they're feeling. And only then will we know why it's important to fight against those injustices. And so with what we're seeing now, we've seen families and children being detained by ICE. We've seen ICE operate in rural areas where they've detained farm workers in upstate New York. We've seen people being held in detention centers for weeks at a time, and we've seen immediate deportation. It's very frustrating, and I think that we can all agree, no matter where you are, whatever party you affiliate yourself with, or whatever side of the story you're on, we can all agree that all of this will impact us one way or another. If some folks who are listening to this are US citizens and they're not worried about being detained, best believe that it's still indirectly impacting you. And hosting this caravan across the state, and we'll be stopping along the way and hosting vigils outside of different, really different areas, different locations. We'll be stopping by, recreation centers. We'll be stopping by nursing homes and hospitals, and outside of farms as well, to stand in solidarity with those farms who have been impacted by some of these ICE raids. But some of the most notable locations where we will be outside of certain elected officials' offices. And it's mainly because we'll already be in that district. So, because we'll be in that specific congressional district, we figured it would just make sense to host a vigil outside of that member of Congress's district office. And some of the folks that, for instance, I'll give you an example, in upstate will be in Congresswoman Claudia Tenney's district. So we'll be hosting a vigil outside of her office, and Congresswoman Elise Stefanik's district will be hosting a vigil outside of her office. We'll be in Congressman Pat Ryan's district, so we'll be at his Kingston office. And for some of the other locations where probably logistically just we couldn't make it happen, we couldn't host a vigil outside of their office, but we still plan to do outreach and invite everyone to join us at these vigils. And we're really pleading that they, speak out against these injustices and to stand with us and stand with farm workers and immigrant families. So again, I think that it's very crucial that, we all come together in this moment. Unfortunately, right now, things are a bit more complicated and a bit more scary because, when we were taking part of several campaigns in the past, like the Green Light campaign and the farm worker campaign, we've had a lot of folks join us for those movements, for those campaigns. A lot of individuals who were being directly impacted joined us at all of those rallies and lobby days. But now it's a bit more complicated and scary, as I mentioned, because they are directly being targeted, and we don't want in any way to put anyone in harm's way and be at risk of getting detained at any one of these vigils. So I think it's especially important now for all of us, for RMM and all of these other partner organizations, to really come together and stand in solidarity with them and be at the places where they wish they could be, and really stand up for them and speak out against all of the harsh things that are going on. So that is essentially, the reasoning behind why we decided to lead with this caravan, and why empathy is such an important theme here, because we see how painful it is, and we see how great of an impact it's, how big of a toll it's taken on all of these families and individuals. So leading with that empathy is crucial and important, just to remind people that we're always leading with that love, because we have an organization that wants to see us, broken. They want to see us, fall apart, but we're not going to give them the benefit. We're not going to, we're going to stand up. That's all I'll say. I think the administration is really rooting for our demise, and we're not going to allow that. I think the movement is strong, and we're definitely going to do everything in our power to continue to lead with that love and instill hope in people.
Thank you. Would it be correct for me to say that this caravan is one of those moments where it's about the allies and the community coming together to stand up for justice, and particularly in support of our rural economies and immigrants? It's focused on this empathy and bridge building. But what I also hear you saying is that this is towards action. It's towards change. And a lot of your work at RMM is particularly around that structural change.
Yeah, I mean, if RMM can help change the narrative here, help people move away from the anti-immigrant rhetoric, then we're going to do that. I think that there's some people out there, and I think I can say elected officials, who are not scared to use fear against us. They're not worried or concerned on how they might make families feel. I think they want us to feel fearful. They want us to be afraid, and their tactics and messaging are very good at targeting our families. And unfortunately, we've seen it time and time again where individuals might just shut down and they might feel hopeless and might feel like they can't do anything about it. But you know, we have organizations like RMM and a ton of other, you know, immigrant rights organizations across New York State who are not afraid to push back, are not afraid to call out the madness for how it is, right? And if, like I said, if there's any way that RMM can help change the narrative and really bring down the hate, then we're going to do that. And part of our goal here is to try to help, you know, change the mindset of many people and to remind them that without our farm workers, without our immigrant families and our immigrant communities, our economy and the state will crumble.
Thank you, Maria Cristina. I really appreciate your time. I wish you good luck with this caravan and everybody who's joining along the way. Do you have any last words for folks that are joining or at home?
The only thing I'll say is that, you know, I think these are very sad times, and you know, at times even myself, I feel discouraged and morale can be very low. But I think in moments like these is when where we need to feel our strongest and we need to be at our strongest, because the you know, this is exactly what the opposition wants us, you know, to feel. They want us to see us crumble. They want us to see us down, and you know, we can't really give them the satisfaction. We have to be at our strongest, and we have to lean on one another and always lead with love, because that is what organizing is all about.
Lead with love. Fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Run off to freedom. Run north to freedom. Run north to freedom. Run north to freedom. 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 Let's do that again. Run north to freedom. Run north to freedom. Run north to freedom. Run north to freedom. 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 There are no blacks on Market Street. Nothing to touch, allowing the evocation of spirits, the echoes of souls. Blacks and Quakers who were murdered here, who rallied here, in the name of freedom here. Let's break it down. The enslaved, some fled north to escape. Some were sold to the north still in chains, shadows shaping the landscape. Scarred hands, toiled, sifting the soil, planting seeds for a future unknown. Tired bones lifting stones, raising this fertile green to prosperity. Negro boys and girls and their families dig and dug, cultivating land. Blue, black, beautiful African descent, woman and man. Today we scoured books for their history, so we can honor and celebrate their journey and stories. Maybe plant trees in their memories, monuments and plaques commemorating. For it is because of them we are, the whip, the chain, the freedmen, our bittersweet stars, lighting the way to enduring legacy. They help build upon these rolling hills, pave these streets, resilient, embodying more faith than a mustard seed. From sextons to stevedores, shipbuilders and carpentry, farmers and horticulturers, housekeepers and masonry, some sought refuge in the New Guinea community, all poured into the boom of this Hudson economy, so their children's children's children may strive and thrive and flow richly, hopefully free, like its river and estuary, hopefully free, like its river and estuary. Let's go. Freedom. 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 Let's run north. Run north to freedom. Run north to freedom. Run north to freedom. Run north to freedom. Run off to freedom, run off to freedom, 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 freedom. Let me hear all of you say it. Come on now, come on. Run off to freedom, come on. Run off to freedom. I want to hear your voices. Run off to freedom, run off to freedom. Freedom now. Freedom, freedom. Freedom. Let's do freedom one more time. Ready? Let's go. Freedom. 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 Thank you, everyone. It's beautiful. Give it up for the band.
All right. Freedom.
Run north to freedom. Run north to freedom. Run north to freedom. 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 Freedom.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
You just heard Running Off to Freedom by Poet Gold. Music by Julio Herrera and the R&R Soul Orchestra. I want to share with you one of the ways RMM leads with love, just as Maria Cristina mentioned earlier in the program. Every year, we run an overnight summer camp. The participants are young leaders from rural communities and immigrant families. You will hear audio from a USA Today video about our 2024 summer camp. You will first hear from our executive director, Richard Witt, then a camper, and then from Laura Garcia Balbuena, a former camper who now works at the camp.
We're serving children from isolated rural communities, many of whom come from immigrant backgrounds, including Central America, the Caribbean, South America. And our goal is to provide opportunities for these children to live in, to being who they are, which first and foremost, they're children. So we want them to live into having fun and being joyful and exploring the joys of life. Our second goal then is to help them realize that they have opportunities and help them identify pathways that they can live into these opportunities in their lives. One of our goals at our overnight camp is to create a safe space for our children. A safe space is both about being physically safe and also emotionally safe, because our children often live in situations where they're not physically safe and they're not emotionally safe. And so we want to give them not only a taste of being in a safe space, but also to develop the skills and the understandings about how they can create safe space for themselves.
My parents are apple pickers. They work on an apple farm. And I've been coming to camp since I was 8 years old. I love coming to camp. I think it's always so great how you get to meet a bunch of people and interact with a bunch of people, and how they push you to go out of your comfort zone. Which is really nice, and it's always been a fun experience for me. I always look forward to coming here. It's the best week out of all my summer.
Many of the young people that come to camp come with fear of not knowing what's going to be next for them, because they had to leave everything behind. So coming to camp really helps them to form some sort of family that they can see on a yearly basis. And for them, all that fear kind of goes away when they walk in the door, because we welcome them.
I really wish that our wider society could come and experience this camp, because when you're here at camp, you see the humanity of our children, you see the humanity of our staff, and our staff and children are such an amazing rainbow of people, and you see they're laughing, you see them crying, you see them struggling with how to make things work. It all captures who they are, and who they are people. And in our case, who they really are children.
Get up, we go! All right.
You can find this fantastic reporting by reporter Eduardo Cuevas from USA Today on RMM's news section of our website. I believe that the summer camp and our caravan of empathy both embody the RMM mission to create hope, justice, and empowerment with farmworking and rural families in New York by building community and developing leaders through advocacy, education, and the arts. Up next, we will hear from a few more RMM board members who want to send you some inspiration and thank yous.
My name is Kathy Mendel, and I am a board member of Rural and Migrant Ministry from the Long Island Council. I wanted to say thank you to everyone participating in and supporting the Caravan of Empathy. This journey is one of hope, faith, and perseverance to show that when we join together, we can make positive changes and plant seeds to be nourished in the future. When I think about our work at RMM, I am reminded that this country was built by immigrants, and our rural and migrant communities are the glue that holds the fabric of this country together. We are all interconnected and need each other to support and sustain healthy communities, from agricultural workers to providing care to the elderly and disabled, restaurant workers, construction and landscaping, and many other roles our immigrant brothers and sisters provide. Every human being deserves respect, dignity, and access to vital resources to maintain the quality of their lives. As my priest, Father George Sherrill, has said many times, we need to move from a mindset of scarcity to abundance, in that we have enough resources for everyone to enjoy a good life. And our call as Christians is to love your neighbor as yourself. This is the greatest commandment. When we think of our neighbors as ourselves, we can create a community where we love one another as God has loved us. And in this community, we all have something to offer to each other. My question for each of us is this: what are we able to offer to our neighbors?
Hi, my name is Pilar Moya Mancera. I am a RMM board member based on Long Island. One source of inspiration for me while fighting for immigrant rights has been witnessing the strength and solidarity of immigrant families in our communities. Even in the face of uncertainty and fear, I have seen people organizing and showing up for one another. Change doesn't only come from big institutions. It begins around kitchen tables or in a church's basement, where people come together to support one another. This kind of everyday courage inspires me to keep on advocating for policy change, because we are standing alongside people who already embody the values of justice and community every day. Thank you to everyone in our caravan and to all RMM supporters. Your involvement matters and is making a difference. In the words of many labor activists, they are willing to work the jobs no one else wants, for wages no one else will accept, under conditions no one else would tolerate. And yet, we call them the problem.
My name is Jim Monnier, and I'm a member of the board of directors at Rural and Migrant Ministry. I recently came across a short quote by Martin Luther King Jr., which says, "I believe that unarmed truth and unconditional love will have the final word in reality. This is why right, temporarily defeated, is stronger than evil triumphant." Now, I'm not sure how much confidence I have anymore in those words, but I certainly keep them as hope, and I certainly keep them in my heart and my mind as we begin this caravan, and RMM continues its work that it's done to achieve justice and equity and fairness throughout New York State. I thank everybody who's taking part in this. I respect so much the hard work of the RMM staff and appreciate all the help from the volunteers. Good luck and have a great caravan.
And thank you, Jim, Pilar, and Kathy, for your words of inspiration. I walked across my house to find my next participant. I asked him, "What do you think of RMM?"
"My name is Max. I love RMM. Please donate and support us."
Max, that is a great idea. Everyone is welcome to donate to RMM. All you have to do is head over to ruralmigrantministry.org and click our donate button. Or you can send a Venmo donation to Rural Migrant Ministry, all one word. Your donation goes directly to our excellent programming, our four rural worker centers, and important actions like the Caravan of Empathy to save New York's rural economies. For a final offer of empathy and inspiration, please take a listen to Sandra Valencia, RMM's Long Island Associate Regional Coordinator and Youth Coordinator, reading her poem, Roots in Motion.
Poem, Roots in Motion. They travel roads beneath burning skies, cross borders with hope in their eyes. Their hands hold the soil, their sweet sings of grace. Each step is resistance, each breath a bright trace. They planted the field, they harvest the pain, in lands that deny them a place in the name. They speak in the wind, in silence they cry, with dignity resigned till justice runs dry. Before the dawn, their names left unknown, their labor or soil they'll never own. They are the bread, the fruit on their plate, with no legal shelters, no end to the wait. In times of hatred, of wars, and of fears, they plant seeds of life year after year. Migrants, their star of enduring will, the unseen thread that hold us still. And though their papers may never appear, their roots have grown deep, their presence is clear. Not strangers, not threats, they are part of this land, lifting the harvest with a tyrant's hand.
That was Sandra Valencia. Thank you to Maria Cristina Martinez, the RMM board members, Sandra Valencia, and Poet Gold. And thank you all for joining us today for RMM's Empathy and Action. This podcast would not have happened without the support of Reverend Richard Witt, Gatel Evangelista, Liz Gress, the Communications Committee, Brian Brown, the RMM staff, and our fabulous interns. A special thanks to the 12-year-old young activist for their creation and donation of our intro and outro music. You have just listened to the final episode of Empathy and Action, a RMM podcast connected to our Journey of Empathy caravan to save New York's rural economy. Thank you for listening. In solidarity, this is Jennifer Rogers Brown.